from KQED.
California's water supply is kind of like a train system. There are lines crisscrossing the state, canals and aqueducts that carry water to the Bay Area, Central Valley, and Southern California to millions of people. This system has one central hub, the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta. As you might imagine, problems at the central hub affect the whole system.
See how that water flows right into this opening?
So I'm standing where those problems begin, with Jim Odom of the Department of Water Resources. We're next to a huge pumping plant about an hour east of San Francisco. Every year, more than a trillion gallons of water are pumped out of the Delta, much of it right here. That water holds endangered fish, like young Chinook salmon.
And there are these 2-inch bars that are about 2 inches wide.
Screens that capture those fish.
It's like a car filter or an air filter.
What you're hearing is the sound of those fish being collected in huge buckets. Then they're loaded into water trucks so they can be released elsewhere in the Delta. Those trucks run every few hours when there are a lot of fish, like the threatened Delta smelt, a fish with a strange cucumber smell.
I've walked into this building when we've had so many Delta smelt that it smelt like a packing shed. It's amazing.
Scientists say these powerful pumps undoubtedly harm endangered fish. So when lots of them show up here,
then they'll tell us we either have to slow down or we have to shut down. We could even shut down.
When pumping slows down or during droughts, water districts around the state don't get all the water they've requested for farms and cities. This is the crux of the Delta's problem. Its ecosystem is crashing and the demand for water is growing.
We expect the stressors only to increase, so the time to act is now.
Mark Cowan heads up California's Department of Water Resources. This month, his agency released more details about the state's plan to build 2 huge 30-mile water tunnels under the Delta. The idea is that moving water from the Sacramento River through the tunnels, effectively bypassing the Delta's ecosystem, would reduce the need to use the pumping plants. Construction would be a massive undertaking, running about $17 billion. It would be paid for by water agencies, both urban and rural, like the Westlands Water District.
The stakes couldn't be higher for the long-term health of our state, for the long-term health of the ag industry.
Jason Peltier represents the largely agricultural water district in the San Joaquin Valley. Westland's share of the cost would be passed on to its customers. So for them, the more water they get from the tunnels, the more financial sense the plan makes. But wildlife officials say too much water is already being taken, and it needs to be left in the Delta's ecosystem, where it's crucial for endangered fish. Getting less water could be a deal breaker for water districts and for the entire project.
If we don't come out of this planning process with a preferred alternative that provides more water than we're getting today, I can't imagine people making decisions to invest.
It's a hard sell for those that would pay for the project.
Mark Cowan of the Department of Water Resources says if you look at climate change, a future without the tunnels is even more uncertain.
The case to be made is that if they don't make this investment, they will see their water supply reliability plummet to much drastic lower levels.
Cowan expects the remaining $8 billion to come from Congress and from future state water bonds. That money would restore wetlands and other habitat to help endangered species. But environmentalists like John Rosenfield, a biologist with the nonprofit Bay Institute, says it's not clear that some fish would benefit.
It also means that we have to identify who's going to be the willing sellers of land to do the restoration. This is not something where we're going to accomplish all of this on public lands.
The chief water planner, Mark Cowan, says the state would need to take a big financial stake.
It's a long-term 50-year program, so we don't need to have all the money in a vault right now in order to carry it out. But we do need a commitment from the state of California that this is a worthy investment.
State lawmakers are now writing a water bond for next November's ballot. The question is whether California voters see it as a priority.
From my perspective, this is really our last shot for decades to come. And what we know about the risks that the Delta faces, perhaps our last shot to save the Delta.
It's no done deal. The state is taking public comments on the plan for the next 4 months. Federal and state wildlife officials have to give it permits. And water districts will have to put up hundreds of millions more for planning before the groundbreaking in 2017. In other words, this train has a long way to go. I'm Lauren Sommer, KQED News.
Support for KQED science and environment coverage is provided by the S.D. Bechtel Jr. Foundation, the David B. Gold Foundation, and the Dirk and Charlene Cabsonell Foundation.